your veins is driving you insane. Calm yourself down, put on your royal crown and take a look around. She is broken, she came back to you, the girl of your dreams is everything to you. Your heart is in knots, you don't know what to do, you don't have the guts to tell.
Hello and welcome to Kickstarter of the Week. I am your host, Chris Bowser, and I am back after another long break, which I apologize for. I am back to doing Kickstarter interviews. I'll get into further details in a few minutes on why I took this six-month hiatus, closer to 8 months actually, but let's talk about a musician first. That was Lyric Dubee, D-U-B-E-E. And that was his song, Black Ice. He has a band behind him, but he is the focal point. Man, I dig him. He sounds great. He's only 16 years old. You can find more of his stuff at lyricdubee.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at lyricdubee. And you can find him on Kickstarter. Just look it up. L-Y-R-I-C, standard spelling, Dubee, D-U-B-E-E. Super impressed with him, personally. He's a great guitarist and makes some decent music, kind of like a younger version of Edwin McCain. So, let's do ourselves a hard reset of the show. Now, I'm not going to renumber this. I'm not going to start back with episode one like I did previously. Instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go with the flow. Where have I been? What am I doing? Who am I? Odds are good this is your first time listening, because it's been so long since I put one out. You probably have your one major question, which is, what is Kickstarter of the Week? Well, Kickstarter of the Week is a podcast that I run. Once again, I'm Chris Bowser. I have this thing for people's passions. I don't know what it is. It's crowdfunding, things like that, really putting yourself out there. It interests me, and it started mostly through media and pop culture. Like, I was really interested when people wanted to make new music or new movies, but it's really branched out since then. I'm interested in people's books. I'm interested in their products. I'm just plain interested in what people are trying to create. It's all creative, interesting content with these people who have this just intense passion for their project, and that makes me excited for it. But my problem for a long time was that I wasn't getting all the good stuff. I was just getting the stuff that was being put out there, that was being fed to me. So I started researching all these different ones and going through them just for fun and seeing what was out there. And I have kind of a podcasting background. I've been doing a different podcast for about 3 years now. So I figured, hey, maybe try my hand at some interview skills and talk to these people about their products a little bit more and put it in podcast form for all of you good listeners to check out. So that's what the podcast is. It's an extra glimpse into an interesting Kickstarter. So you're saying, well, what do you define as interesting, Chris? Fair enough. Once again, it's mostly about the passion behind it. The way that I define it is, like, do I want to know more? Much like Starship Troopers asked. And if the answer is yes, I want to talk to them. I want to get more info from them, and I want to feature them on the podcast. Who am I? Why am I here, and why are you listening to me? Well, I've kind of gone over that. Chris Bowser. I took a long leap of absence previously for three reasons. Number one, new job. Okay, yeah, good enough reason. Number two, school. Another good reason. Number three, kid. You put them all together, it's kind of the trifecta. So one thing had to go by the wayside, and it happened to be podcasting. Not something I wanted to happen, but sometimes things that need to happen need to happen. I don't plan on leaving again. I don't plan on taking another break. It may happen, I won't lie, but the goal is going to be to continue to do weekly content for everybody out there. So, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, I'll hand all that stuff out near the end, and you can subscribe to us on iTunes, give us a rating, or whatever you use for podcasting. I like Podcast Addict, personally, but I'm an Android user. So, today, let's go ahead and get into what we're talking about today on the podcast. As you see from the title, it's going to be MediaBit. I talked to Tony from MediaBit. It's this interesting way to watch TV, and I'm going to let Tony tell you a little bit more about it. So let's go ahead and listen to it after the jump.
I need advice because of you. My heart's turning.
black eyes. I feel ashamed. I've taken all the blame. I'm burnt down to my frame. I'm good open wide. My heart is on the floor. So much like before. You told me that you were sorry. I thought you'd come up with the better story.
Here we go. I got Tony Megno with me. And he is here for MediaBit. How's it going, Tony?
Going pretty good. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good here. Before we start, let me compliment you firstly. The video on your Kickstarter page, it's awesome. It really drew me to your Kickstarter. And I recommend anybody who hasn't seen it, go ahead and jump on and take a look. It's short, it's to the point, but it's also entertaining. So really, kudos to you on that one.
Thank you.
So let's just get right into it. What can you tell me about MediaBit?
So MediaBit is a small, easy-to-use device about the size of your thumb, plugs in the back of the TV and the HDMI port, and it's cloud-connected. And what it does is it knows when the TV's on and really how long it's on, and then it can also turn off the TV with, like, set limits or by, like, remote control from any smartphone or any website. So it's really a parental tool right now to, help kids. You know, sometimes they get lost, you know, lose the track of time and just playing too many games, or watching too many shows. And this is really just a tool to, you know, give that extra push to maybe go outside and you know, play some sports or do your homework or practice your violin. And that's really the essence of what the MediaBit is right now.
So it's basically just a tool to help you make sure that you're not spending too much time on the couch.
Right, exactly. It's really like an insight, right? People kind of get lost. I pointed out in my Kickstarter video that an average American, as well as kids, their kids are just slightly higher, but it's pretty much all on average, but it's 4 hours a day. That's 2 months a year, and that's 13.3 years of, like, a lifetime.
Holy crap.
Right. People don't really understand how much time you're playing that couch potato role. And we're just trying to, the quantified self, trying to give you that idea or that data point, I guess, of how long you are watching that TV.
Well, to be honest, I had no idea that it was so high, but now that I actually start to think about the amount of time I sit in my easy chair and watch TV, it's got to be right around that, not counting binge watching and things like that.
Right. Yeah, we pointed out the Netflix is you get a new series or something that you hadn't seen, and they got, you know, all 10 episodes. You're there all day, and we're incorporating some. So I mean, that's not a horrible thing, right? It's more to understand, you know, how long you take, and we're incorporating things like notifications, right? So say you're going through Netflix binge or whatever. And every hour, how about you stand up, walk around, you know, do a little something. And we're going to put notifications where every hour, you know, at least stand up, do something. Don't just sit and sit and sit.
That's great. So it's kind of like a Fitbit, but for TV. It just reminds you, hey, time to get up and do a little something.
Exactly. Right? It's that easy, casual reminder. How long you've been doing something? You just get lost in the moment sometimes. It's just there to help, and I find it'll be a very useful tool for a lot of people, and particularly for children.
Absolutely. Well, honestly, for adults too. I'm sure. I know there's been more than one time that I've sat down to play a video game and I've looked up and it's dark outside. You know. So.
Right. Yeah, so. I've been there myself. I have one too. I have prototypes that I've been using, and it's interesting to track your daily usage, and especially at work. I have one on a monitor as well. That's a TV, and I like to monitor how long I'm just sitting there. I like to get feedback because work's the same way. So I do a lot of firmware code and website development, so it's nice to get that reminder. Hey, you've been staring at the screen writing code for you know, X number of hours straight, you know. It's really nice to get a reminder, get up, you know, go get a glass of water. pot or go for, you know, a 30-minute walk or something.
Yeah. So did something specifically happen to spark your interest in creating this product, or did you just wake up one day and go, you know what, I think I'm going to do this?
It's really from feedback from people, in particular mothers. My aunt first came up with the idea. She said, there's no good way. My nephews had a game room down in the basement, right? Uh-huh. And so she's up doing her stuff and just never really knew what's going on, and would go and ask them, can you do a chore, right? Can you, how's your homework going? And they always say, you know, one more show or one more hour or yada, 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 right? What's that?
I said, oh, it's the old, I'll do it in a minute.
Right. The old, I'll do it in a minute. Exactly. So that's really where it stemmed from. And then I didn't get on it right away. I asked a lot of other parents and moms in particular. And they all want it. When is it going to be ready? I want one of those. I want three of those. You know, there's a definite demand for moms.
If people haven't jumped onto your Kickstarter yet to check it out, I highly recommend that they do. Some of the information is there, but let me just get it out. So have you guys created the app yet? And if you have, does it work for Apple and for Android?
So we have a prototype for the Apple one. We're going to take that, you know, all the way through, and we're going to also do the Android. So that covers the two main bases. Unfortunately, there's other operating systems, but we're only going to do those two as part of this Kickstarter. If you've noticed, we're only at 6,500. We've been at a gig tank accelerator all summer.
Okay.
So we've completed a lot of the work. People will be like, how can you do all that for 6,500? It's because we've done a lot of it already. We're primarily looking for a manufacturing run, and that's where this money is really going to go towards, is our first, you know, manufacturing.
Yeah. Your Kickstarter goal is low. It really surprised me with how low it is, but when you put it like that, it does make sense. And you guys are already over a third of the way there. So, and what, you're only, at the time of this recording, you're only in for 3 days? I mean, that's impressive. Obviously, people are interested in this.
Exactly. Yeah, we're very excited with the progress so far, and we hope it continues along throughout the month.
Oh yeah. So you
guys? I'm confident we're going to hit the goal.
Great. I am too. I mean, obviously the numbers don't lie. When you guys at the time of this recording are about 2,500 in, and your goal is only 6,500. I mean, have you guys already started work on the website? Is there going to be a specific website for this? And if so, have you guys already started work on it?
Sure. Absolutely. If you go to www.mediabit.io, it's up and running in beta. You can even log in and see some of the, or you'd have to sign up first, but if you signed up, you could see some of the dashboard stuff, which will actually largely change. It was for a pilot program that we're running this summer, and we're in Chattanooga doing this gig tank startup, and we've rolled out 8 of them already in homes. And we're getting feedback and just seeing how people, you know, what they like, what they don't like, what they want to see changed.
Yeah.
And so this website was really brought up real quick as a beta to just get out there and give them that, you know, that initial try of the equipment. And then we'll incorporate all the feedback we get before our April true launch of the product.
Now, you said April, and it's obviously July of 2015 now. So you guys have a realistic time goal.
Right. And yeah, continue, sorry.
Oh, no, by all means.
Yeah, so we wanted to, some Kickstarters, I've seen before, I've funded 10 of them now, and they'll push, you know, you'll push your dates, right? And we wanted to have a goal, like you said, a realistic goal, to not have to push dates. We may go earlier than that, right? We just want to know that we're not going to go past it, right? We want a date that we know we won't go past.
And that's a major key. And I appreciate, as somebody who at least enjoys this product and is interested in this product, because I, you know, obviously doing this podcast, I look through a lot of Kickstarters, and I see a lot of bad Kickstarters, and people who are like, oh, I'll write this book and have it put out in 2 months. Like, that is not realistic and you're going to disappoint everybody. So you know, it's important, and you guys are hoping to get it out to your backers by April, which is perfect. So how in-depth can this thing, can your media bit track? Does it actually give you, like, the certain television shows or the certain type of game that you've been playing or anything like
that? So the model that will roll out on April will be a time, you know, when the TV's on, when it's off, and how long it's been on, right?
Yes.
But we're in development for software to actually know what you're watching, or even a game. Basically, we're going to look at the audio that comes out of the TV on the device. You can, HDMI has an audio return channel.
Oh. Okay.
And through that, we're going to develop software to fingerprint, sort of like Shazam works. And we have the capabilities to do over-the-air updates.
Mm.
So as our software gets better, we can push it to everyone's media bits that are out, you know, in homes across the U.S. and actually worldwide. We have a couple backers that are international right now.
Oh, wow, that's great. So it looks like you guys, I mean, this is purely technical stuff, but I'm looking at your Kickstarter now, and it looks like your first version started with USB and then you moved into HDMI, or has it always been HDMI?
It has been. We've had several prototypes. So the first prototype, actually, you can't really see because it's flipped over, but
yeah,
on the other side of that V1 is a female version of HDMI. So we were doing a pass through, and we're thinking about bringing that back. We might add that as an award to be an option.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just like a one sided device, but it's more of a two sided device, because that can actually give you a lot more capabilities, because you can sense the inputting signal and you can talk to the TV on the other side. So we may bring that back.
Oh, okay. Well, good stuff. So lots of things happening in the future for MediaBit also then.
Correct. This is to get the first one out there. We plan on developing a little bit of a community, having maybe an open source API to do CC over Wi-Fi. Essentially, anyone in the world can develop their apps or their websites, use the media bit to send any CEC command to any TV. So we have lots and lots in the works.
Well, that's great. I look forward to what you guys do in the future, and I look forward to seeing what happens with MediaBit. Before I let you go real quick, I just want to talk about your rewards. It looks like the 49/59/69 Early Bird Special is like the bread and butter of the Kickstarter. But what can you tell me about any of your other rewards? It looks like you guys have some hats and shirts, but is there anything specific that people should know about them?
It's a pretty straightforward. We have the hats and shirts. We got a tip jar. You know, if you just like the idea, throw us, you know, $5. Like you said, bread and butter.
Yep.
And then we have some bread and butter is just, you know, one media bit at, you know, we got three different price levels. Then we sort of combined them. A lot of families have more than one TV, so we have a 2 and a 3 pack. And then I threw out there. I've seen it on other Kickstarters. It's sort of like meet the founders.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to do Kickstarters. They want to bring hardware to market. There's a lot of interesting questions. I mean, I personally had for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just threw out an option. You know, what the heck? You want to come out? You can see our whole lab where we produce our prototypes, test our prototypes, develop our code, as well as ask us any questions and sort of see the city of Huntsville. We had a 3,000 thing on there. We'll see. Most times they never fill on most Kickstarters, but we just wanted to have that option out there for people.
Well, that's awesome. I think if somebody's that interested in it, then, yeah, they should have the option to go. I mean, this is a three-person operation, right? So it'd be great to meet the three people behind it.
Right, exactly.
So if people are so inclined, anybody within the sound of my voice, I recommend, if you're interested in this, go and check it out now, because the 49, 59, and then eventually 69, they'll fill up, but you want to get the early bird for the lowest price possible, because eventually they will run out. They're all for the one media bit, the 49, the 59, the 69, but the earlier you get it, the cheaper you get it at. And then from there, like you said, Tony, you can get more, which I didn't even think about when I was reading it. I was like, I don't know why I would need three, but I only own one television. I didn't think about the multiple television household. So.
Correct. Especially with the game rooms in the basement, you know, a child's TV in the room. It really starts to, you want to track more than just, you know, say the living room.
This is purely personal because I love to freak out my kids. Can you turn on the TV through the app too?
Correct. You can turn on and off. I'm up in Chattanooga doing this accelerator, but I have one installed at my home in Huntsville. And I always like to mess with my fiance there and just turn off the TV while she's like watching it. Like say, you know, 7 o'clock at night, she might be watching some TV. I'll just turn off the TV and immediately she'll give me a phone call or a text say, you know, stop messing with me.
It's also good for pranking then too. So it's
yes,
multiple
yes.
purposes. All right, Tony. Well, I'd like to thank you for your time. I appreciate you being on the podcast. Is there any place that people can see you? Some kind of social media or anything like that?
Sure. We have, we're on Twitter and Facebook. It's both, under our company's name, BDI Labs. But we have at BDI Labs for Facebook or for Twitter, and then /BDI Labs on Facebook.
Perfect. Well, if people want to get a hold of you, they can do it through there. Check out the Kickstarter. All you have to do is jump onto Kickstarter and type in MediaBit. It's the first one that pops up. Go ahead and check it out there. So, thank you again.
Thank you, Chris.
Let's go ahead and do a little wrap-up here, huh? If you want to get a hold of Tony, you can do it, like you said, at BDI Labs. You can check him out on mediabit.io. Pretty interesting stuff, and, you know, I take responsibility for the poor audio on my part. I recently purchased a new microphone. I was giving it a shot. I tried it out. I thought it sounded great. I re-listened to this and I was editing it. Holy moly, was I wrong. So I apologize for that. Obviously, too, my internet was being a little wonky, which is why there were so many sounds. But I did my best in order to edit it out. You want to check me out? You want to get updates about when I'm doing things like this? First thing you can do, every single day, multiple times a day if I can, I try and get onto Twitter and update you about things that are going on in the Kickstarter universe, things that maybe you didn't hear about, things that are interesting to me or things that sound interesting, like people have done a lot of hard work on their Kickstarter. I'm going to post them up on Twitter, try and hashtag and try and at symbol people. You know, tweet at people, I should say. I'm so old, I at symbol. And, you know, really try and get some of the word out there about some new interesting stuff that maybe you haven't heard about. So you could always follow me on there. It's at Kickstarter, OTW. You can follow me there. You can look me up on Facebook. It's just Kickstarter of the Week. If you're so inclined to, by all means, you can send me an email, which will just be KickstarterOTW@gmail.com. If you want to be on the show, if you want to feature yourself as a musician, send me an email. Makes my job easier, and I'll go check your stuff out, and we'll go from there. Again, I'd like to thank Lyric to Be. And for being on, if you want to check out his stuff, you can do at Lyric to Be. When you listen to music and it's cut up, it's hard to get a good feel for it. I'll be honest with you there. I need to cut it up because I need, you know, ways to transition between different segments of the show, but it's not really doing it justice. The good news about Black Ice is that when you check out his Kickstarter, and you should, the entirety of the song is posted on there. So maybe you're like, well, this sounds interesting, it sounds kind of good, but I'm not getting a great feel for it. I really recommend that you go and check it out on there, along with some of his other songs. I mean, I listened to a bunch of his stuff, and I didn't hear anything that was bad. So that's pretty much all I got for you this week, people. If you're interested, please tweet me, email me, as we stated. Update on what's going on for the money for media bid. Nothing's really moved. I had the interview this morning. I'm doing the editing this evening. There hasn't been a huge surge. But make sure you check in next week, and we'll see exactly where Tony's at. So, for Chris Bowser, that's me. For Tony, for Lyric, thank you for listening. And, as always, tune in next week for another great Kickstarter.